From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Officials say the more than 1,800 dairy cows that died in a blizzard in central Washington last month were a nearly $4 million loss, not including lost milk production. AgWeb.com reports the Farm Service Agency says 7 dairy farms have reported losses, but more are expected. The agency's livestock indemnity program pays out 75% of market value. The State Dairy Federation expects up to 15 farms lost cows. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue was joined by his counterparts from Canada and Mexico at the USDA Agricultural Outlook Forum for an update on finalizing the USMCA and overcoming hurdles associated with steel and aluminum tariffs. AgWeb.com reports all three held the same stance about the importance of USMCA to their countries, but none had answers when asked when the tariffs may be lifted. Perdue has been urging the White House to lift tariffs and says the sooner we can lift, the better. A big new batch of USDA export numbers shows countries are coming to the market to buy U.S. ag, but exports to China are still down. According to AgWeb.com, the report covering January 4th through February 14th has corn net sales at just over 6 million metric tons, up 2% over last year. Wheat net sales were nearly 3.6 million metric tons, and soybeans were just over 6.5 million metric tons, with China buying up nearly 4 million tons of those. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.